The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 167.
Today's show is brought to you by A Long Expected Party 2, There and Back Again. Another Lord of the Rings themed event is in the works. ALEP 2, There and Back Again 2011 is returning courtesy of the same wonderful people who brought you A Long Expected Party held at Shaker Village in Harrodsburg, Kentucky in September of 2008. This exciting event will feature storytelling, music, adventures, language, and lore, all inspired by J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings novels. Come celebrate a reenactment of the Great Halls of Gondor, the beautiful forested elven outpost of Rivendell, and the peaceful green hills of the Shire. Join us September 28th through October 2nd, 2011, for a weekend you will never forget. Find out more details at alep2.us.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn.
And I am Matt Letter.
And I'm back from my extended break because lots has been going on recently. St. Patrick's Day, then we moved to Birmingham, Alabama, and meanwhile trying to get on top of anything, you know, taking care of a little baby. There's lots going on, so it's been a busy time.
Yeah. You know, when you put it that way, it sounds like you had such a crazy St. Patrick's Day that you ended up in Alabama.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. What are you talking about? It was that crazy.
With your entire family and all of your furniture.
I know. Strange how that happened, but in fact, let me tell you the story. It was a really fascinating St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, maybe
So,
we should do this later on in the podcast.
I guess
Okay.
so. No, but it has been great. But I am back, and hopefully I'll be back for a few more regular shows. We shall see how that goes. I do want to let everyone know at the very start of this that free gifts. There are downloads, shows from seasons 1 through 5, or 2005 through 2009. You might not be able to download those on the website. Some of the links are dead. I'm trying to fix all the links. However, you probably can download, I think you can download at least to like show number 90. But before that, some of the links are no longer good. I don't know which ones are and which ones aren't. But make a donation to the podcast, and you can go to a special URL where you can download all the seasons, those first 5 seasons, in a big ginormous zip file. So it's a very simple way to get all the shows from the Renaissance Festival podcast and to support the podcast while you're at it. There's a bunch of little free downloads there. So go make a donation. Share the love. And I guess we should start off with that was Circa Paleo with Mandala from their CD 11 Lives.
All right, let's do a song by the Dregs called Scotland from Thank You, Sir, May I Have Another?
I'd like to go to Scotland. I'd like to wear a kilt. I'd like to show off my 2 legs and do just what I wilt. I'd like to go to Scotland and show off my 2 thighs. I'd like to wear a mini kilt and poke you in the eye. I'd like to go to Scotland and be so very bad and wear a micro mini kilt of plaid.
Thank you.
these three men were rejoicing then. John Barleycorn was dead. Sir John sprung up his head and so amazed them all. They let him stand till Midsummer's Day, till he looked both pale and wan. And little Sir John's grown a long, long beard and so become a man.
That was John Barleycorn by Water Street Bridge from their CD Danse Macabre.
Before that one, O Carolan's Set by Claire Roche from The Lilt of the Banshee.
And before that, Cade with Blind Mary from his CD Second Hearing. So I had something to talk about a little bit. I don't know if we have an interview coming up, Matt, but I had a little bit I wanted to share. You know, you've been posting the sponsorship stuff about a long-expected party there and back again.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so in case you're wondering what this is all about, are you wondering?
I am on the edge of my seat.
Oh, good, good, good. Good.
I have been for weeks, too.
Well, now I can tell you what it's all about. So 2 or 3 years ago, 2008, it was the last year of the Brobdingnagian Bards, One of our last shows was in Harrodsburg, Kentucky, and at this place called
Shaker Village.
Shaker Village, yes.
And that's Shaker a good guess. It's the only place I know in Harrodsburg, Kentucky.
Well, that's exactly what it was. It was in Shaker Village in Harrodsburg, Kentucky, and we went out there and played a show. And what it was basically, I think it was a 3 or 4 day weekend where it was all Lord of the Rings inspired stuff. So during the days it was sort of a relaxive time where we had these ferry rides and went on hikes. And there's some information classes that learn, workshops where you can learn about Lord of the Rings stuff, some top notch artists and linguists and sword people know about weaponry and such. It was all these top notch people. And then in the evening, there was this big party. Now, the Shaker Village has this sort of giant barn, right? And this barn, it's like the halls of Gondor, if you can picture that. Picture it from the movie. And this ginormous hall. And during the evening, that turned into, I guess it was three nights, that turned into this ginormous event where the first night, I think, was... they did, it was like pretending it was like the halls of Gondor. The second night it was Elven night. And then the third night we went out to this little, party tree, on the other side of the village where we hosted Bilbo Baggins' birthday.
Cool.
It was a reenactment of Bilbo Baggins' birthday. And it was just the most amazing experience. I mean, complete with, disappearing Bilbo.
Awesome.
And Baggins and everyone being Tolkien geeks. They Bilbo saying, and I want to thank Proudfoots, and everyone shouts Proudfeet, I mean, the whole nine yards. It was just an amazing experience. Well, the people who put that on 3 years ago are now doing it again. This is a long expected party to there and back again. Now it's going to be a little bit different, so I'm not entirely sure what to expect, but it's going to be the same sort of amazing magic that they did, that they created 3 years ago. It's been a huge demand, and I think they're selling out really quick. They only have like 150, 160 seats, and there's only like 20 or so left, but it's an awesome experience. End of September, beginning of October, and I highly recommend you attending. There's going to be some great people. I think Jeff Murray, an artist, is going to be there. I'm not sure. I hope that linguist. There was a guy there who we sat down, and he was talking about the language that J.R.R. Tolkien created, and it was just amazing because, he goes into a lot of Middle English, which a lot of it's based off of, and just, did a little bit of Beowulf explanations and such. It was amazing. So, any case, that is exactly what ALEP 2 is all about, and I want to encourage people to go check it out. ALEP2.us. ALEP2.us. Check it out.
That sounds like an awesome time.
Yeah, it was just really amazing. I mean, they have the Shaker Village turned out to be like this perfect little place, too, because you have these nice, there was a nice little sort of pub. It's a non-drink alcohol place, BYOB, I think. But they had this little sort of tavernish area where they had the lunches and such, and there's great picnic weather and just, just beautiful lush green. Kentucky is just gorgeous. So it was a really amazing experience. Oh, and the hikes were awesome.
What was your favorite thing that you learned from all those different speakers?
My favorite really was the linguist. I just was totally enamored by learning a little bit. I like a little bit of linguistics, I find it fascinating as can be, the evolution of that sort of stuff. And so listening to that guy talk about it, and I should check to see if he's going to be back there, but I think he is. But that for me was the highlight for that. Now for me as a musician, I'm not sure which was the highlight, either the party, Bilbo's party, you know, where we sat out there and played music all evening, or the first night we got in really late, and I had a I was basically because we were so late, we were wiped out. I don't know what happened, but we were extremely physically exhausted, and I ended up staying out there a little bit later than anticipated, and Andrew and Michelle ended up having to leave and going crashing earlier, and but I ended up playing in this barn, you know, and the acoustics there are absolutely horrid. They're horrible, horrible, horrible. But so everyone was basically gathered around this 10 foot by 10 foot, maybe even 6 foot by 6 foot square stage in the center, and, you know, leaning ear upon ear, you know, as close as they can, just to listen as I'm playing my song, The Ring of Hope, and singing Wild Mountain Time. I think Wild Mountain Time was the one where I performed that solo, and you could hear a pin drop. It was just, by the time it ended, it was just the most powerful experience. And this time I got Jamie Hauser and Samantha Gilogli, who are going to be performing with me. Samantha is an amazing fiddler, and Jamie is, she so beautifully complements my vocals and plays Balrun. So we're going to have a little bit more music, dance music, I'm hoping. And I think it's supposed to be some dance instruction too this time. So lots of good stuff. It's going to be really cool.
So I guess the only real question left to ask is, will there be a Tom Bombadil?
You know, that's a really good question. I think that was actually considered too. And I don't know if there will be or not.
If there isn't one already, would you consider being the Tom Bombadil?
Me? I don't think I'd be an appropriate Tom Bombadil. No.
Get the little hat on and jumping around and stuff? No?
No, that's just not me. I'm sure someone else could probably do that much better than I could.
We'll get Tony to do it.
That'd be awesome. But they do have a Gandalf the Grey from the movie, the cartoon. That version, did you ever see that?
Yeah.
He does an amazing Gandalf the Grey. And then Bilbo Baggins is just sprightly fun. It's just awesome. Just great characters. So it's going to be amazing. Like I said, this was when we went to that one, the first one, it was by far, I could easily put it as one of the top five events of my life.
Wow.
So that's saying a lot right there. So go check it out. It's going to be cool. All right. So how about some news?
Yeah, let's head on over to Tony for the podcast news.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Renaissance Festival podcast news.
Brought to you by beer. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides is now out. I'm sure a lot of you have already seen it. But if you haven't, it's worthwhile checking out. Twig, the fairy, would like me to tell all of you that she has a brand new book out called Twig the Fairy and the Curious Land of Reel. Her first book. Right now she is doing a special book package for 50% off with free shipping, plus it has a commemorative coin and a wall calendar. You can find out more about this through her Facebook page and help her celebrate the passing of 200,000 likes on her Facebook page. Do note that this special book package is very limited and will run out very soon. We have a new minion in our Renaissance Festival podcast now, sharing a corner of the dungeon with me and keeping the rest of the minions in check is Sharon Smith, our graphic designer. She will be bringing you the fantastic cover arts for our show special and maybe some other surprises throughout the years. So give a warm welcome to our new family member on our Facebook page, and when you're done doing that, head over to our website and click on the About page where you can read her bio. Interverso Mother's Day becomes the CD release day for Firefly Drinking Song, which is June 7th. This is Mark's new CD about Firefly Drinking Songs. Mark is looking for musicians for his new Hobbit CD. If you're interested in helping out, email him. If you have any news, post it on Facebook or email it to us. Or you can email it directly to me, and that's tony@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. And this has been the news for this week, reminding you how to survive a Ren. Fest tip of the week is, never walk up to a long-haired guy in a kilt and say, "Excuse me, miss." And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
Are you a geek and a parent? Or maybe you want to be a parent one day? Well, then come on over to howtogrowyourgeek.net. We have suggestions of games that you can play with your kids, reviews of television shows that you'll enjoy watching with them, and other ways for you to share this fantastic hobby. So come on over to howtogrowyourgeek.net and join the party. We're waiting for you.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, now next up, we're going to jump into the music with Albanek. This is Hail to the Heroes from their new EP, The Sub-Zero Sessions. We'll be right back.
a gambler, I'm a long ways from home. And if you don't like it, you can leave me alone. I eat when I'm hungry, and I drink when I'm dry. And if moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. I've been a moonshiner for many the year. I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. I go to some hollow and I set up my still, and I'll give you a bottle for a 10-shilling bill. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home. And if you don't like it, you can leave me alone. I eat when I'm hungry and I drink when I'm dry. And if moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. Oh, moonshine, oh, how I love thee. You killed me own father, now how you'll tie me. God bless all moonshiners, God bless all moonshine, for it tastes just as sweet as the dew on the vine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home. And if you don't like it, you can leave me alone. I eat when I'm hungry, and I drink when I'm dry. And if moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. From home, and if you don't like it, you can leave me alone. I eat when I'm hungry, and I drink when I'm dry. And if moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. Oh, if moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die.
Good morning, this is Jewel the Water Fairy from the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. And you are listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
I sang of leaves of gold, and leaves of gold there grew. Of wind I sang, a wind there came, and in the branches. Beyond the moon, the foam was on the sea.
You may or may not know that I, Joni Minstrel, am dedicated to the preservation of endangered species. One such species is our friend, the mighty troll. Newcastle belongs to the English. So say our tales, new and old. Oh, but surely you know, 'twas not always so. Now this land belonged to the trolls. They wandered free through the forest. Their troll art and music did thrive. There is only one way to bring back those days. Only one way to keep trolls alive. Give the land back to the trolls, the trolls. Give the land back to the trolls. The troll tells the story of how all the trolls went away. We may never know why they did not say goodbye. He simply woke lonely one day. Ick says he likes life with humans, for our babies are tender and sweet. Oh, but surely he grieves and cries in his sleeves for the brethren he'll no longer meet. We must give the land back to the trolls, the trolls. Give the land back to the trolls. We ever can find them and offer to give their land back. We mustn't expect their love and respect. They are trolls, they will surely attack. And so we humans shall perish. Oh, but let that not give us pause, for the lives that are lost will be merely the cost of a glorious, justified cause. We must give the land back to the trolls, the trolls. Give the land back to the trolls. Give the land back. Give the land back.
And that was the wonderful Joni Minstrel with Give the Land Back to the Trolls from Joni Minstrel and the Revolution Against Monarchs.
And I went listening back to through her music when I was picking that track. And I love her stuff. She is so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Before that was Broceliande with Galadriel's Lament. Speaking of Lord of the Rings, it's from their Lord of the Rings CD, Starlit Jewel. It's actually one of the first, I think it was the first Lord of the Rings CD, maybe only one, that actually used the lyrics from the book. They were the first band to ever get permission to do that. And they also have a Celtic rock group, which is Avalon Rising, and they have a brand new CD that just came out like a couple days ago.
Awesome. Maybe we should get some of their music in here too sometime.
Yeah. I actually dropped them an email, and hopefully I'll have them on the show as well in the near future.
And before Galadriel's Lament was The Moonshiner by Iron Hill Vagabonds from Whiskey and Promises. We want your comments and suggestions. Email us at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. We want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast, tells their friends, and interacts with us on our various forums. A very special thanks to those who financially support the podcast by making donations or through your purchases of music through renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
Finally, we are looking for some writers for the Hall of Fame. Tony's been hounding me saying, what's going on with the Hall of Fame? Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame. And part of the problem is we have to get some people to help write for the Hall of Fame. Basically write profiles about the winners in this last year's Renaissance Festival Awards Hall of Fame. So if you'd like to do that, drop me an email, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. We really need someone as soon as possible, and really appreciate any help you can get. Also, we could use some information about the winners, too, once we... I'm not sure how we'd share that information. So we will need some researchers. You might need some researchers for this, too. So please, please come help us out and drop us an email. Well, I guess that's about it for this show, hey?
I guess so.
How are things with you?
Things are going good. Actually, I'm going to be going to Siouxland Renaissance Festival.
Is that right? Awesome.
Yeah, and that's coming up right away here. So I'll be out there and hoping to find some people to talk to.
Good. Well, if you're in the Siouxland Renaissance Festival world, then make sure you hunt down Matt. You could set up a meet and greet, to meet the great famous podcaster of the Renaissance Festival podcast, Matt Letter. Find out how to stalk him,
Oh, yeah, right. I don't think that's going to happen. So.
Oh, well, we can try. I do want to thank everyone for your listening, and we do want to invite you to submit your comments and suggestions. I want to know how the show's been going, because I haven't caught up on listening myself, so I need to make sure that everything's running smoothly. So drop us an email, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com, and let us know tell us how awesome Matt and Tony are, and let us know what you think of the show. Drop us an email. You can also post in the forum, which is at Facebook, Renaissance Festival Music, right there. Tony runs that. He's the badass that runs that. So drop us a line.
Also, please send in really, really good evaluations on that one episode. You know the one that I'm talking about. Mark, you haven't heard it.
What?
But you really don't need to listen to it.
What?
Because it was so good, right? Everyone, so good.
What?
It worked
really
well.
About? Okay, now I have to go back and listen just because I'm frightened.
No. Nothing went wrong. I give you
your apologies.
Yes. No. Everything's fine. Situation normal.
Okay, I'm a little bit worried now. So. If you want to rat out Matt and Tony, well, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah,
all right,
can of worms there.
Yeah, right. No kidding, man. What happened here? All right. Well, let's finish up the show. How about?
Sounds good. Let's end it with Scarborough Fair by Scott Boswell from Jug of Punch.
Talk to you soon, Slancha.
Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt. What's the sage, Rosemary, and Thyme? Without any seam or needlework, then she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to wash it in yonder world. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. When no water sprung, no drop of rain fell, then she'll be a true love of mine.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn and Matt Letter. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends about the great music you found. We'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.